California, the President speaks at Gainesville, Texas, Tuesday, December 28, 1948.
Fellow Democrats, it's a great privilege and it's entirely proper that as your governor, I present to you your great president. My fellow Texans, my fellow Democrats, I give you our chief executive, the President of the United States. Governor Jesse and fellow Democrats of Texas, you know, I'm a little sad this morning. I'd like to say that I'm glad to be here, and of course I am glad to be here, but you know the reason I'm not as happy as I would be, that's the last town in Texas, and I hate to leave it. One of the most pleasant tours that any man ever took in the great state of Texas. Your governor and his charming lady met us in El Paso, and they have been with us constantly all the way across Texas. We've had a most enjoyable time with them. They have been extremely hospitable to us. They have made our stay in Texas most pleasant. And I certainly am sorry that we have to leave Texas at this time. Although I am sure that the governor of Oklahoma, who is on the train, will do his best to equal the welcome I received in Texas. This is a most important situation with which we are faced. We are faced with a situation that is of interest to every single one of you. You once had one of the greatest orators in the country, in this town, who made the same fight for the people that I am attempting to make now. That was Joe Bailey, who was a native of this town. One of the great Texans. He had an oratorical voice that required no loudspeaker such as I have to use. He could make the people hear him over 40 acres of land if he wanted to. And he worked for the welfare of Texas and the United States because their welfare is intertwined. What's good for Texas is good for the whole country. And what's good for the whole country is good for Texas. That's what makes this country great. It's made up of 48 states whose interests are mutual and whose interests are at stake in this campaign. You here are in the midst of one of the greatest agricultural districts in the world. You are on the Red River, which is one of the great rivers of the country. The improvement of that river has been started by the Democratic administration. And that improvement, to be continued, must be continued by the Democrats, because the Democratic administration since 1933 has been interested in the development of the waterways and the power dams in this great country of ours. This Republican do-nothing idiot Congress made every attempt possible to sabotage the public power program of the United States of America. They tried their best to put a tax on co-ops so that the rural electrification outfit would have been absolutely made slaves to the power trust. They've done everything they possibly can, not having complete control of the government, to sabotage the farmer and the laborer and the small businessman. Now, you can't afford to take a chance on that situation. You must, under all circumstances, vote for yourself on election day. And when you vote for yourself, you will vote for the Democratic candidate for president and for the whole Democratic ticket from top to bottom, and then the country will be safe.
Again, I want to emphasize to you the hospitality of this great state of Texas. Back here at Whitesboro a while ago, I told them from now on my definition for hospitality would be just Texas. The governor, in signing Sam Rayburn's guest book, which asked him what his hobby was, said his hobby was Texas. Well, that's a pretty good hobby and a pretty big one. And I think your governor is making the most of it. Again, I want to thank him and Mrs. Justice for all the courtesies that they have extended to us since we've been in Texas. Nothing could have been finer. From El Paso to Gainesville, it's been just like this all over Texas. Looked like everybody in Texas was at every stop. I think I must have seen and spoken to a million people in Texas. And I'm satisfied that I spoke to the relatives of at least the whole 6.5 million as I passed across this state. I'd like very much now for you to meet the First Lady of the United States, Miss Truman. My daughter Margaret. Now I want you to meet the First Lady of Texas, Mrs. Jester. And I'd like very much to have the governor of Oklahoma come out here and tell us what he's going to do to me in Oklahoma. Governor Turner of Oklahoma. I started to say, fellow Texans, during my trip with the President and Governor Jester, since Bonham, I've almost become a Texan. Anyway, we're close neighbors, and you've heard the report on the hospitality that Texas has given to our President. I know that he does sincerely hate to leave your state, but for you and for Oklahoma, I am going to pledge to him, we will try to equal what you have done for him in Texas. I'm happy to be with you here on this fine occasion. Thank you. Thank you, Governor. Now, I think it would be no more than fit and proper for the governor of Texas, in the last stop in Texas, to speak to us as to his impressions of this trip. I've been talking about him. Now he's at liberty to say whatever he pleases about me. All right, Harry, you asked for it. Well, I want to say just this, that it's been not only a privilege, but it's been a pleasure to have made this trip through Texas with our great Democratic president. Joining him in El Paso, we found there on arrival, and as he touched the soil of Texas, a beautiful sun such as this that met him, and it shined with brightness and warmth upon him. And as I told him at that time, that was merely a portent of the expression of the people of Texas. What I said was true. Every stop we made on the Southern Pacific, from El Paso down to San Antonio, small western towns where we'd make a stop, Texans had come on horseback and automobiles for hundreds of miles around, and the expression on their faces, the glint in their eye, was indicative of their appreciation for him and the cordiality of the greeting that they were extending to him, not only by their presence there, but by the expressions that were in their faces that were indicative of the feelings within their hearts. He's had tremendous crowds everywhere he's been, a magnificent outpouring of people along the streets of San Antonio as, after a short lunch, he made a tour of the city and went to the Alamo and laid a wreath there at that historic shrine. Then on up the line the next day in Austin, Temple, Waco, Fort Worth yesterday afternoon, Dallas, great outpouring of people in Barnum last night, Sam Raven's hometown. And the people there seem to have sensed, all along the line, seem to have sensed the personality of the man as it impressed itself upon me, that here was a real and a typical American. A man who has the interests of the people at heart. I was impressed by one thing that happened on this trip. We were taken through the governor's palace, the old Spanish governor's palace in San Antonio. And when we came to the wishing well, the lady in charge of that place that was showing it around and explaining everything about it to us told him, said, "Mr. President, if you toss a penny in this well and make a wish, the wish will come true." Fortunately, I had a penny to give to him, and he tossed it in the well. And when he had tossed it in, the newspaper men says, "I bet we know what you wish." They all thought that he wished he'd be elected. But he knew what they were thinking. He said, "No, you're wrong. My wish was that there'll be peace in the world." And I found him that kind of an American. He has the interest of peace and the welfare of this country above everything else. And another thing I want to tell you. He's a fighting man and a fighting candidate. And we Texans love a fighter like Harry Truman is. And I feel much as does the president that I'm regretful that this tour is leaving Texas soil within not too many minutes. But I'm happy that since he's going to have to leave Texas, that he's going into Oklahoma, where there's a great governor and a great state. And Roy Turner is a great governor. And I have a great suspicion that when Roy ran for governor, that some of these Texans slipped over in Oklahoma and voted for him. I find out he's a great governor to have as a neighbor governor. And it's a great privilege and delight to be governor of Texas while he's governor of Oklahoma. Let me say in conclusion, and for the people of Texas, Mr. President, as you make this last stop here, and this can be said on Texas soil, that we are grateful and we are honored that you came to Texas on your campaign tour. As a matter of fact, we're grateful because I don't think it was necessary for you to come. And that's all the more reason that we appreciate your coming and bringing Mrs. Truman, Margaret, and this fine staff that you have with you. Now, I'd like to say a lot more as to how much we appreciate your being here, but our time here is limited, and Mr. President, there's a local committee that is down here to greet you, and they should have that privilege. So I'm just going to conclude by thanking the people of Gainesville and this surrounding community, as I have our people everywhere, for showing the appreciation that we've shown at every stop in Texas for a great American and a great president. I thank you.
President, this is Scott.